Hello, hi everyone. So let's go to our next chapter, that is Hotel Financial Statement, a deep dive. Hotel industry valued for nearly $524 billion by 2021. And it is expected to grow with the annual CAGR of 17.4% from 2022 to 2030. Thus, hotel industry is rife with the challenges. Fluctuating customer demand, unrealistic cash flows, beyond anticipated seasonal changes, flights or conventional cancellation can swiftly transform on an average hotel industry into either a fully booked or unexpectedly vacant nights. So how to measure these all records and how to record these all changes unexpectedly, may be witnessed in the hotel industry. So let's understand which are the financial statements that have been precisely maintained and which are the transactions that need to be considered as the more cumbersome transaction in the overall hotel industry. The way I've said, the hospitality industry has constantly facing the number of challenges, particularly the customer demand. The seasonality may give the inconsistent cash flows. Maybe the hotel which is experiencing the bustling may have the decreased revenue in the food and beverage department. Or the small hotel may be having half room booking but earned a fantastic revenue through its food and beverage department. So this hotel financial statement is going to explore us the magnitude that which are the departments that contributes a lot for the revenue. Definitely, the essential role of hotel financial statement is also navigated. The complexities and optimization of the performance is being also underlined through this chapter. Now, what is being expected from this chapter? First is navigating the uncertainty. The way I have said that hotel industry is rife with the challenges. The seasonality is one of the important factors that has been considered while recording the transaction of the hotel industry. So accurate financial data definitely going to help the manager so as to predict the weather events and accordingly making the provision if there would be a huge demand and if there wouldn't be any booking as such. If there wouldn't be any booking, in what way the profitability can be maintained, can be consistent enough, that all need to be considered. Thus, the uncertainty plays an important role into a hotel industry. Seasonal changes, unexpected cancellation, maybe a connecting flight delay, these all things need to be taken into consideration. And accordingly, we have to come up with a plan which may going to definitely give us the increased revenue as compared to the previous year. At last, the optimal guest experience has been expected over here. We have to be pessimistic every now and then, whatever would be the weather condition. The challenges is the name game of the hotel industry. Next is driving growth and profitability. Once you have accepted the challenges, you have to consistently concentrate on the growth. Now, growth is the magnitude which need to be compared with the previous year, and then only we can analyze whether we are growing or not. So growth is the dependent variable. Now, to depend, to say it or to call it as a dependent variable, we need some basics. We need to have the previous year database, and on the basis of that, we can analyze the magnitude of the growth by doing the trade analysis or a comparative analysis. Thus, the growth and a profitability-oriented statement is going to identify the areas for the improvement. Maybe few of the department for which we have to reduce the cost. Few of the department may be consistently growing us and giving us the profitability beyond our expectation. Few of the department, if we are going to utilize economies of scale or economies of scope, would be concentrating a major revenue of the profit. Thus, the overall success in a competitive market would be dependent on how the growth would be the driving factor for the profitability. Thus, the financial statement not only going to give us the exact static situation of the business outcome, it also going to give us the measures by which we may navigate the uncertainty and we may aim at the consistent growth and the profitability in the long-term horizon. Now, if we wanted to maintain the consistent growth, what are the things we have to underline upon? So this slide would be analyzing or underlining the measures that need to be taken while devising the financial statement. First is the strategic planning. Strategic planning, once we have analyzed the seasonality or unexpected weather condition, maybe if the hotel is being located at the hilly area, maybe in a particular season only, there would be a tremendous demand for the rooms in the hotel. And during the slack period, the room will remain vacant. So at that particular time, how are we going to attract the customers? Are we going to rent the hotel premises, maybe for the destination wedding, maybe for some business meeting? In what way we're going to come up with the ideology so as to attract the customer? That planning need to be made in advance. Thus, forecasting the future performances is underlining in this particular strategic way. Once you have planned, you have to measure what are the things you have planned. The measurement matrix need to be there in relationship with the occupancy rates, the revenue generated, and the overall profitability made. The planning, the budgeted, forecasted, and actual would be compared, and the variance has been calculated. Variance may be positive or may be negative. The variance analysis along with the results or the assessment report need to be attached so as to analyze that where exactly we stand at a particular year of the hotel industry. This also going to analyze the overall investors' relationship. Now, there are a number of investors who might put their money into our business. This is their blood and sweat that they are contributing so as to make our business grow in the long run. And therefore, they will be expecting the transparency as well as being accountable for what are the investments we are doing every now and then. Thus, we have to make the P&L appropriation account of the hotel industry very transparent to the investors and to the stakeholders. So, in what way the profit is being appropriated or divided among the respective authorities or respective investors' relationship, that will get analyzed over here. Nonetheless, legal and regulatory compliances is also been applied. So the P&L appropriation, the profit and loss appropriation, highlights that in what way the profit has been distributed so as to fulfill the regulatory and the legal compliances. The tax laws is one of the important example of the legal and the regulatory compliances. At the same time, we have to analyze whether the accounting standard, that is the USALI and the GAAP, is being thoroughly followed or not. So that while doing the audit of the books of a statement, it would be the easiest and most accepted way in the long run. Thus, the hotel financial statement plays these all major roles, which is going to give us the ease of business at any point of a time, accounting year. Essentially, the hotel financial statement performed the decision making and provides insight into the overall performances, guiding the investment strategies. The way I have said that economies of scale, maybe a same hotel industry, if you're going to utilize in a different format or rooms may be included. So that would be called as the economies of scale. Or we can go ahead with economies of scope. Economies of scope is nothing but delving or deciding altogetherly a different line of business. Like I may say that the garden area is ample in my hotel premises. Earlier, I haven't explored that particular garden area. But I can now explore that garden area for the destination wedding, for some open house ceremonies in the garden areas. So we have to come up that in what way we have to do a major or a minor investment so as to achieve the economies of scope, facilitating the communication with the investors, the stockholders who are regularly putting their money, the flow of the investment should be justified over here, and at last ensuring the legal compliances. Every country do have their own jurisdictions and the way of doing the business lines. So we have to by default study the legal applications as well as the taxability of that particular country, and accordingly our financial statement should be adaptable enough so as to adapt that particular taxation treatment. Now comes as the strategic planning. The planning is the name of the game while maintaining the financial statement of any industry. The strategic planning is one of the important key concepts. We have to allocate or we have to underline which are the resources that contribute a lot for the revenue generation of the business. So the financial statement provide a detailed evaluation that which resources would be the investment oriented decision, which resources contributes a lot for the profit or for the overall expenses oriented investment allocation. At the same time, we should also concentrate upon the expenses. The expenses also would be called as the riskier way. The solvency of the business would be decided on the basis of how we are tackling the expenses. So the risk management and reducing the expenses would be one of the important department. Over here in the risk management, we highlight that which are the areas which may be having a maximum financial risk. And then accordingly, we have to come up with a protective action so as to mitigate this risk in the long-term horizon. So resource analyzing and managing the risk is the way of a strategic planning. And with the help of these two things, we'll be able to set our goal that in what way we have to grow in this particular accounting period. For which again, what we need is the database so as to set the realistic and the achievable financial goals. We can also do a performance measurement. We can do a track matrix. The track key financial metrics such as the room revenue, the inventory expenses, the overall cash flow, the revenue from the F&B department, revenue from leasing the premises. These all things would be identified in a nutshell while doing the track metrics. Again, over here we have to decide and devise the responsibility centers, and each and every responsibility center need to be minutely taken into consideration with the help of the track metrics. Then we can identify the trend. So as to go with the trend analysis, what we need is the year-on-year data that is called as the YOY data. On the basis of YOY data, we can come up with the patterns. Is it an increasing pattern or is it the navigating pattern, or is it up and down pattern, is it a shoulder pattern, is it a neck to shoulder pattern? So in what way we are going and we are increasing, that all trends would be identified. These trends is going to gauge the overall progress towards the goal and a benchmark achievements. Definitely it's going to help us so as to improvise our overall profitability. Thus, a decision making can be possible with the help of the trend analysis. And this is also going to highlight few of the underlying area which need to be addressed immediately. Thus, a bottom line expenses or the expenses which are not at all expected to be grown can be identified and cut short so as to do the revenue at the maximum level. So the problem identification and addressal with the horizon of increasing revenue can be done over here with the help of the performance measurement. Now, which are the essential hotel financial statement? We'll analyze these all statement one by one. First is the balance sheet. So balance sheet provides a snapshot of the business position at a specific point of time. The equation of the balance sheet is equal to assets. The total assets is equal to liabilities plus shareholders fund. It can be also revised as total assets minus total liabilities is equal to shareholders fund. Now, what do you mean by assets? Assets may be further divided into our current assets and fixed assets, which is the combination of the tangible and intangible assets. Mostly, intangible assets are the form of the current assets. The assets which can be converted in the form of the cash can be called as the quick assets or the current assets. Cash in hand, cash in bank, the debtors as well as the goodwill, the stock in trade would be called as few of the example of the assets. The liabilities would be the bills payable, the wages, accrued expenses, short-term loans, would be all called as the liabilities. Equities, over here by default we would be considering the shareholders fund. The premium, if we have come up with the listing newly in the stock market. Also, the profit which is being generated via the income statement can be carried over here and shown in the format of equity. Now, so as to have the equity, we need to have the income statement. The income statement shows at any point of a time what is the situation of the revenue and the expenses of the hotel business. So it is going to highlight that in what way the income has been coming and which are the major expenses we have to take into consideration while running the day-to-day business of the hotel. And at last, we have to concentrate whether the revenue is more as compared to expenses or not. If the revenue is more, we can say that hotel business has been ending into a profitability situation. If the revenue is negative, definitely it's been concentrating as a loss situation. If there would be a loss situation, we have to come up with a solution that which all are the expenses that are eating our profit, eating our revenues. What all are the ways we can reduce these all expenses? Have we over invested into any of the assets, maybe in a fixed asset provided the plant and machinery, maybe the lease rent which we are providing. So shall we able to somewhat reduce these all expenses? So we have to concentrate that how to improvise the revenue and how to reduce the overall liabilities so as to achieve the improvised profitability. So income statement is going to give us the static situation that what are the ways available by which the income has been generated and in what way this income has been deployed in that particular accounting period. Next, we have the cash flow statement. The income statement is going to give us just a picture of in what way the profit has been generated. But it is not going to show us that how much cash would be there in our hand if we have to do some kind of an immediate payment in the form of cash. Thus, cash flow statement is going to analyze that which are the ways available by which the cash has been generated in the business. It may highlight the operational activities, the investment activities, and overall financial activities by which the fund has been generated in the financial statement of the hotel industry. Thus, it's essentially going to concentrate that in what way the liquidity as well as the investment planning can be done. The investors also would be considering the cash flow statement because they wanted to see that whether the borrower would be having the capacity so as to pay off their investment amount in the short or long span of time or not. And then we would be also maintaining the statement of changes in equity. The statement of changes in equity shows that in what way the equity or a shareholder's fund is being treated into overall financial statement of the hotel industry. It explains the changes in equity over a period of time. It also gives the reflection of any kind of a profit that has been generated, and if there would be a losses that also need to be showed over here in the changes of equity. If the dividend is being paid, that dividend also need to be projected while maintaining the statement of changes in equity. And many other transactions of the appropriation of the profit can be shown and can be analyzed. So overall, the profitability, in what way the profit has been distributed, maybe sometime we're going to transform the profit into a general reserve, maybe a revenue reserve, so that all things would be highlighted over here, that in what way the profit has been appropriated. This is what is the sample of the income statement. The income statement, the way I've said, it is consisting of the revenue as well as the cost. It may also called as the income and expenses statement. I have just given a sample of one of the hotel over here. This is the Boti Room Hotel, and the period is, that is from 12/1/2022 to 31/12/2022. The way the revenue is being expected is from the room sales, the F&B sales, the gift shop sales, and overall you will see the total revenue is of 1,78,000. Against the revenue, we have to pay off few costs. Very first comes is the COGS, that is the cost of goods sold. COGS may be inclusive of the maintenance costs that we have to do so as to maintain the room cleaned and hygienized. The maintenance cost for the food and beverage is also been included into a COGS. So COGS would be having the number of subparts that may be called, that may be clubbed together, and the final amount would be segregated and transferred over here in the form of COGS. The major cost the hotel industry may face is about the payroll, the salaries of their employees and wages, salary of their employees and the labors. Employees are the person who are maintaining the regular office work. Labors are working on the actual job so as to make the piece work system, or maybe they are working for the time management system. So there are a number of ways by which the payroll can be counted over here. But again, it is one of the expenses. The interest, we might have borrowed the fund. So interest paid on that borrowed fund need to be definitely reduced from the overall revenue. The taxes also need to be highlighted over here, and that also need to be paid off. And therefore, it comes into our cost or the expenses. Now you will see the total expenses over here comes at 1,17,500. The miscellaneous gains and losses. Now this is not the regular business of the hotel so as to dispose of the equipment, and therefore we are showing it as a separate transaction. So it is coming the gain from the equipment disposals. So whatever equipment we have disposed, we are gaining out of that, and therefore you will see that 4,000 is the gain. An overall profit, the gross profit is 1,58,000, and the net income is 64,500. So that's the way the income statement of the hotel industry has been generated. Definitely, the way I've said that hotel accounting is being based on GAAP compliances as well as the USALI implementation. GAAP is generally accepted accounting principles, and on the GAAP principles only, the hotel accounting statements are being developed and designed. The USALI is the uniform system of accounts for the lodging industry. So, whether our accounting statement are fulfilling the GAAP as well as the USALI compliance, that can be seen every now and then, so as to have the standardization and a benchmark treatment for all the procedures that have been measured into our accounting statement. Thus, it's going to benefit for the all hotels that in what way we are measuring the performance from maintaining the accounting statement. It's going to give us the clarity, accuracy, as well as is going to help us so as to efficiently manage the financial statement.